Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. I'm Dave Ball, and you know, Chuck, for the last several programs, we've talked about job loss or coping with job loss or how to prevent yourself from losing a job. And I imagine some of our listeners might be asking the question, why do we keep camping on such a downer topic like losing your job?
Well, Dave, the reason we do is because all of the experts are making projections into the future, and we realize that these are only projections, but they're saying we're going to go from 6.1, 6.2% jobless rate, you know, which is unemployment, up to as much as 9%, and some are saying it may get into the double digits. Well, that's a significant amount of change, and with 60% of our culture in a two-income situation, that's going to affect a lot of people. And certainly, anytime someone loses a job, it's a major event. It's a shocking event. It displaces you, and we want to help people be prepared, not only for the emotional, spiritual impact of that, but also some very practical ways to overcome that. And I believe we're a job-dependent culture, Dave. And that when we lose a job, it really impacts almost every area of our life. So today I want to look at it from just a real practical angle. We've been talking about opportunities to start a business. We've been talking about how to prevent job loss. But today we want to talk about what to do if it happens. What to do if you find yourself in that category. And we're going to talk to Ben Levan. Ben is the vice president of HR here at Crown, a godly guy. He's been with us for a year, and he's got a world of experience as an HR professional. So today when we interview him, Dave, we're going to ask him for some practical tips to maintain hope, some ways to give our audience help, and then some real practical insight. And we're going to cover every one of those. And even better is this program and the content that Ben brings forth is going to go on our new feature at crown.org called Help, Hope, and Insight. And by the way, if you want to go there, just go to crown.org. Go to the banner ad at the top of our opening page and click on that banner that says Help, Hope, and Insight, and you'll end up at the new feature. The content from this broadcast will be posted there. And then I want you to get into dialogue with Ben. Ask your specific questions. Give him feedback. Ask him for help. Ask him for what you can do about your particular situation. And so we've asked Ben to be able to respond to some of your questions on the blog.
Well, again, that's at crown.org, and just click on the Help, Hope, and Insight banner there on the homepage. You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so delighted for you to meet Ben Levan. Ben, welcome to Money Life.
Well, Chuck, thank you very much. It's such a privilege to be here with you today.
Well, you're an avid listener to Money Life.
I am. I'm actually a podcast listener.
Well, you know that I always ask people to tell us a little bit about yourself, so tell our audience who you are, Ben.
Well, Chuck, I've been in the human resource business for about 12 years now. I've worked primarily with IT services companies such as EDS, some health insurance companies, some ministries, and about a year ago, I joined Crown Financial Ministries in a very dramatic way, as you know.
God called you from Rochester, New York, right here to Gainesville, Georgia.
That's right. I used to listen to Crown on the Family Life Network in Rochester, New York, with some friends of mine, Ron Ziegler, Ed Martin, and Jeff Benedict.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about your family, because I know that your family will be listening to this program.
Yeah, yes. I've got two small children. My eldest daughter is 7. Her name is Julia. And Dawson, who is 5 years old, and they are just the apple of their daddy's eye.
And you wouldn't be here if it weren't for Stephanie.
That's true. That's true. As you know, I really wasn't even planning for looking on a job. And about a year ago, Stephanie was looking on the internet, and she said, "Honey, there's a job here at Crown Financial Ministries," and we had long been followers of Crown. And she said, "Do you mind if I send your resume? Now I'm watching a football game, Chuck." And I said, "Yeah, yeah, go ahead, fine." And the next thing I know, I'm down here talking to you and some of the other wonderful people here. And truly amazing, just a reminder, it was September 17th that you all offered me a job. And by October 1st, we had sold a house, bought a car, and moved our family here to Gainesville, Georgia.
Well, that should encourage all of our listeners.
Yes.
That when God's in it,
yeah,
amazing things can happen, Ben.
Really,
you know, people are predicting a major increase in the jobless rate in this country, almost double in some cases. And we don't know how bad it's going to get, Ben. But you and I both know that it's a traumatic day when somebody loses their job. And there's probably listeners today who have either experienced that, gone through that trauma, or they're worried about it right now, Ben. And what I wanted to do is I wanted them to share in the benefit of your life experience, not only your skill as a professional in HR, but also in your perspective as a believer. So let's talk to the people who are worried right now about being in that ever-increasing number of people who find themselves unemployed.
You know, the first thing I would say, Chuck, is to remember that God hasn't moved. He is still on the throne. I've seen several of these economic downturns, and there is hope. I know here on Money Life, we often talk about hope, help, and insight. I really do want to encourage your listeners. There is real hope even in these dark times. And through the many years that I've seen these layoffs and reductions in force, it's amazing to me at how many times this is just the change that someone needed to really get in a career that's truly fulfilling for them. I've seen folks who are finally so glad to get out of this environment that they felt was somewhat oppressive, and they've started their own business or they've gotten jobs that are actually promotions for them. So I really hope that your listeners will be encouraged that even though the times may be dark, this is often an opportunity for great things in the future.
Well, you know, Ben, you have been looking at resumes on the other side for many, many years, and there are certain things that you know that offer great help to people who are going to go through that next job search. Line up some of those things, those attitudes, those actions that help people get reemployed.
Well, first of all, Chuck, I would say that if you find yourself in a situation where you're just out of a job, remember, you just are getting another job. And you've said this before, you're really never out of a job. You may be just changing jobs, a job that's not currently paying you right now. And when you're in that unemployed situation, I really want to encourage you to get up at the same time in the morning, get some good exercise, get a good breakfast, and if at all possible, leave your home, go to a library, go to some other location where you can start your work day. And that work day is going to be very intense.
Well, Ben, I agree with you that you really do need to get out of the house. I know in our home, when I've been through this, Anne is appreciative that I'm out of the house. It gives her security that I'm out doing what I need to be doing.
You know, and for me too, there's something psychologically that happens when you exit the home situation and then go to some place like the library, or it could be a coffee shop or something like that. You just begin to kind of get in that work mode. You're not as distracted as much, and you're really focused on the important job that's at hand.
Ben, what else do we need to do if we're going through a job loss or think we may?
Well, Chuck, one of the first things that I would say that you should do is to get a support group, because this is a tough time. You want to get one or two people that can really help you be accountable in your job search. So you want to get someone who's going to encourage you, someone that you can bounce ideas off of, and someone, quite honestly, that's going to help you be accountable so that you can meet with this person, I would say at least weekly, so they can say, you know, how are you doing? Have you sent your resumes to so-and-so? And you're then more motivated to make that happen.
Well, I agree with that one as well, Ben. God says to live in community, be a part of the body, and that's where he ministers to us. What else? What are some practical steps we need to remember?
Well, Chuck, the first practical thing that folks can do is fill out the necessary insurance paperwork to get some additional income into the household. And what I'm speaking of specifically there is state unemployment insurance. Most folks will be eligible for this insurance when they find themselves suddenly out of a job. What you need to do is to go to your local state unemployment insurance office. You can talk to a counselor there. They'll give you some paperwork. You fill that out, and you may be eligible for up to 26 weeks of supplemental pay. Another thing that you need to do is to take care of medical insurance. Now, your employer, your previous employer, should be getting to you within a month to 40 days some insurance paperwork for COBRA medical coverage. If you need that, you're going to want to make sure that you fill that out so that your family and yourself are taken care of from a medical standpoint. They'll be getting that paperwork to you within a month. You have 60 days then to get that back to the insurance carrier. And then you have even 45 days beyond that, Chuck, to make that first payment to make sure that you and your family again have coverage. What's nice about that time is that if you find yourself that you've gotten reemployed, then you don't need to make any other insurance payments at all.
Well, Ben, that is great advice. And when we come back, I want to talk about identifying personal strengths and also how to move aggressively to get reemployed. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Ben Levan about navigating through a job loss. And Ben, you were giving us some of the very practical tips, the help tips, on how to get through this trauma, this coming potential that exists for many, many more people to lose their job. And one of the things that you're very good at is helping people identify their own strengths, Ben. Tell us how that came about.
Well, you know, Chuck, being an HR professional for 12 years, I see a lot of resumes, and a lot of folks come to me asking for resume tips and advice. And what I really encourage folks to do is look at their resumes and be able to pull out their strengths. And inevitably, they'll say, you know, I really, there's just nothing special about me. And that is so not true. I just want to remind everybody, the Lord says that we're all beautifully and wonderfully made. He created us for a special purpose with good works in advance for us to do. Just a quick story. I had a secretary who did a resume for me just a little while ago. She came to me and says, you know, there's really nothing special of me. I don't know how to identify my strengths. And I looked at her resume and I said, well, first of all, look at this. You know, Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Not everybody knows that. And here, look, You've built your own web pages, you know, and she's thought, I'm just a secretary. I see people who, you know, there's nothing special about me. Yeah, I've built three houses, but there's nothing, you know, that's unique about me. Or I've driven forklifts, or I know some special software packages. Again, each of us are gifted in a special and unique way. And this is a time for you to really go through your career, find out where you've excelled, what your passions are, and be able to verbalize those strengths. Now here at Crown, we also have Career Direct. That's another great tool that can go and help identify your temperament and even help identify jobs that would be for which you would be well suited.
Well, you know, Ben, I think Satan uses discouragement as his number one tool. And that's when I hear you say people often say, I don't have any special skills. Of course Satan wants you to believe that. Of course he wants you to stay discouraged and defeated and to think, oh, there's nothing unique about you. But you know, our co-founder Larry Burkett said over and over and over that every person is as unique as a snowflake.
Yeah.
And there's only one of you. And so identify who you are. I think asking somebody else to look at your resume and say, do you see anything here? I think that's a good exercise.
It probably is. You are so right on, too. I think the enemy of our souls at times will take this time that we are discouraged and say, I'm no good. You know, I've lost my job. I am worthless. But that is just so not true. And losing jobs is just a part of life. And as I said at the beginning, this is just a job change. We need to just get right back up on the horse, get on it, and begin that job search.
Well, the number one tool today is networking. Ben, what's your advice about networking to find that next job?
That is the key nugget. And I'll say you work your network, you rework your network, and you re-rework your network. You know, there's that old adage that there's seven levels of separation between you and everybody else on this planet. You've got to get those people working for you. So one of the things that I encourage people to do is right away after they've done their resume is to build a list of people that they know. And then beside each name, decide, okay, am I going to contact this individual in person for a face-to-face meeting? Am I going to send them an email? Am I going to send them, you know, a hard copy mail letter? But I'm going to contact each person on that list. I'm going to notify them that I'm out of work and looking for a job. Here's the type of job that I would like to do. And then, Chuck, I'm going to ask them for a reference, another name of someone else
that I should be
contacting.
Yeah, that's a good one, Ben. You know, as I think about it, many people come to me and ask me to help network for them, and I love to do that. I've been in that situation where others have helped me, and I want to return that favor, and it's just a nice ministry to do it. But oftentimes, they can't tell me what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I'll say, what do you want to do? And I think they maybe are holding back. If they said, hey, I'd like to be the president of a major corporation. Great. I know some people I can talk to for you. I'd like to be the secretary of the local library. Okay, I know some of those. You know, whatever it may be, but you've got to have some idea of what you're good at and what God's put in your heart where people can network for you.
And isn't it amazing the way that works? You won't have anything that's stuck in your mind right at that moment, but then 2, 3 weeks later, days later, something will pop up and you're going to think of that person. And you're exactly right. That's why it's so important to be able to clearly identify the type of work, some of the strengths that you have to offer to a potential employer.
Ben, what about using the internet? That seems to be what everybody thinks is going to be their best tool.
It's not. It really is working that network. Now, I will say that once, of course, you've got your network and you're beginning to work it, rework it, and re-rework it, in the down times while you're waiting for people to get back to you, of course, do the major job boards. There's Career Builder, there's Yahoo, Hot Jobs,
Monster.
There's Monster.
Right.
Those are the popular ones. Also, work the internet as well. Do Google for specific areas that you might be looking for. So there are job boards, for example, for human resource professionals. There's job boards for educational professionals. So go beyond the major job boards and look for those specific job boards as well.
And sometimes I get letters from people that even though we're not hiring, they say, Mr. Bentley, I've heard about Crown. I know what you do. I'm interested in that field. Do you know anything I could do in this field? And I'm willing to help those people. I'm always trying to help somebody find their next opportunity. And I think that's a pretty creative way. I do get letters addressed to me, people I've never met, and they're looking for networking help.
That is great. And you get, like you said, too, you get ideas. You might know this individual, and you might even say, hey, look, You're a great cook. I know you've hosted all these parties. Have you ever thought about going into a catering business or something like that?
Absolutely, Ben. And I know where the rubber really meets the road is in the job interview. And you've got a lot of experience coaching people to be good at the job interview. When we come back, I want you to give us some of your insights in how to perform well during that defining moment. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with Ben LeVan.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I asked Ben to stay over with us in this final segment because, Ben, you had some more input for people who are going through that job search. They've done all they think they can do, but there's really a couple of more steps. One is to educate yourself and then to be ready for that interview. But what did you mean by educating yourself?
Well, when you're not reworking that network and when you're not on the job boards, this is just a wonderful opportunity to take some time and further develop your skills. You can go online, Chuck, and there are just a myriad of courses that you can take that help everything from how to use computer software programs to how to do some plumbing. Take this opportunity to do those things that you've always wanted to do.
Well, and then to know the industry and to be knowledgeable when you go in for that interview, to have some idea of how it's going for that employer.
Boy, Chuck, again, that's a real key. One of the first things that you want to do when you have an interview is make sure that you're prepared. Go to the library, go to the internet, and do as much research as you can, because the more that you know about your potential employer and the more questions that you can ask your employer, the potential employer, the more successful that you'll be.
We'll run through the list of things we need to know to have our very, very best opportunity to get hired once we get the interview.
Well, first and foremost, please, please, please be on time. That means arriving at the interview a half hour, 45 minutes early if you have to. Stand outside the door, be at a coffee shop across the street, so that you can walk into the building about 5 minutes before the actual interview starts. The second thing that you want to do is make sure that you're presentable. Look your best. You want to be at least as well-dressed as the best-dressed person in that room. Thirdly, you want to be positive. Even if your past employment experience and your past boss have been tough, don't go there. Make sure that you're positive. And finally, be a great listener. As I said earlier, if you can ask that potential employer a lot of questions and get them talking about their experience, they're going to be more captivated with you and like you better.
Ben, your experience has been the less you talk and the more you can get the employer to talk, the better the interview actually went. That's counterintuitive, but you've seen that by experience as the best strategy.
It is counterintuitive, and it's just like human relationships, Chuck. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but you might go and talk to somebody and talk and talk and talk, and they don't talk at all, and you leave the room, and what do you say? I feel like I really know that person. We like to talk about ourselves. We like to talk about the things that we're excited about. And if you can get your potential employer to do that, it's really going to be helpful for you.
Ben, thanks for being with us on Money Life. I know this is going to be very helpful to our listeners.
Chuck, I so enjoyed it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I pray today you've received help, hope, and insight. We'll see you again tomorrow.